When KEXP morning DJ John Richards lost his mom to cancer, he got on the air, played the songs he played at her funeral, and talked about what he was going through. A decade later, Richards still does that on the anniversary of his mom's death. But listeners get involved now, too. They email Richards with song requests and stories of their own losses. Each year, Richards gets more emails about loss than he can handle, but he eventually reads all of them. Richards told me that this year, one of the hardest emails to read was from two parents who lost their daughter.
And to think that they've gone through that, yet have the ability to tune in and listen, and then have the ability to write about it. It just fries my brain that they have that much power or that much drive that they can get through what they're trying to get through and still communicate with me. So I got about a dozen of those with children who passed. And this one where there was a three-year-old who passed, and they talked about she passed, and they had her big brother was listening as well. That one was hard to get through. And doing this now, you know, my mom passed 10 years ago, and that's when this started. I used to not be able to read those. And I don't know what to think of the fact that I'm used to it and that I can now read them straight through. And that one got me. And it got me because they were thinking about their son and what song they played at her service. And just that it sounds like that family has come together and been able to deal in a healthy way this horrific loss that most of us can't imagine. And that one jumped out at me immediately, more than any others probably, yeah.
What was the song they asked you to play?
It was Pearl Jam, Just Breathe is the name of it.
Yes, I understand that every life must end, uh-huh. As we sit alone, I know someday we must go, uh-huh.
And it's a beautiful song. You know, it's a local band. I know some of those guys, and I think all of them have kids. So I can imagine what that would mean to them to know that song was played. And here's the thing. I got minutes later I think it was on Instagram. It was a picture of someone. They're off, just as you get off 99, where we are, Dexter and Denny. And we have a big mural. KXP has a big mural there. And they took a picture of it. And they said, I'm sitting in my car, and I can see KXP, and I'm crying as I hear this song played for this child who passed. And I think if that doesn't sum up everything that's going on that morning, I didn't know what to do with it because I'm on the other end of the other side of that wall. Crazy to see that and so powerful. And I don't know who that person even was. I don't know.
Stay with me, oh, let's just breathe.
I'm talking with John Richards. He's the morning DJ at KEXP, and every year he hosts what's known by a lot of people as the mom show, mm-hmm. or the grief show. It's on the anniversary of his mom's own death. And during the course of the show, listeners write in with their own stories of loss. They request songs. And for the last couple of years, you've done a live event at Town Hall about grief and loss as well before you do that show. You mentioned this before, that people write to you, they tell you these stories, but they don't know you. Mm-hmm. Why do you think people do that? Why do you think they're willing to share these really personal stories with you, even though they don't know you?
One thing I've always been on the air is myself and very genuine. And so people relate to me as a fellow music fan, as a father, whatever it might be, they relate to that part of you. And so when then you start talking about the loss of someone in your life, like your mother and my father, who both passed. So when they hear someone honestly talking about that, you just don't hear hosts doing that on the radio. You may hear subjects about that or experts, but you don't hear people just talking about it like you would talk about it if something tragic happened in your life, but talking about it on the air. I just didn't know any better. And I play music and we choose our music. So, you know, I'm not going to be playing today this really happy song because I'm grieving right now. So I started talking about grief. So I think other people related to the just me being myself and being human. And then I think the other part is the people who reach out to me, they just want a friend. And maybe they're tired of talking to their family members about it. I know I was exhausted from talking about my mom's and my dad's passing with my brother and my sister. It was very difficult. We were there. We lived through it. Each died in their living room over the course of months of cancer. And it was awful. And we were together that whole time, you can imagine, and then just needed a break from one another. I think they need a break. I think they need to talk to someone that they can relate to and that isn't just about grief, but it's about also sharing music. So I think those things happen all at once. And I'm still, I get, you know, something a lot of people don't know, I get an email almost daily about someone passing. So some there's a song almost every day for somebody who's lost. So to have that all kind of come together on one day, I guess it makes sense that everybody picks that day.
But you never expected that to happen. You talk about it now as though that was part of a plan. But
yeah.
Did you expect that to happen?
No. I can't say that enough.
What did you expect to happen?
I don't know. I think that's been the secret of my success for being on the air is not really necessarily knowing what I'm doing when I start doing it. So, and I think this one was so big and so heavy, it didn't occur to me. I didn't know what else to do. I would have to take so much time off of what I do to recover and be able to come back and do a show like I was doing that instead I needed to let listeners know what happened. And so it just grew and grew and grew and grew. So I had no idea. I had no idea there were so many people out there grieving and had no one to talk to or felt alone. And my message has always been, be it grief or anything else, that you're not alone. Whatever your situation is, there's somebody else out there with a similar situation. So I decided, you know, putting it out in public the last 2 years, well, let's see if there's people out there who want to actually get together and experience this as a community. And we could probably do 3 or 4 or 5 nights or the Paramount or something, because it's just there's no lack of people who want to get together and experience this. But I didn't know that. I have no idea. I never saw anyone about grief. I never went and talked to anyone. I never sought help. I dealt with it on my own. So maybe that's part of the deal. I dealt with it on my own. And now I realize while I was dealing with it on my own, I was literally dealing with it to thousands of people. And here I thought I was alone, like doing this radio show. And here I am talking to thousands about my grief. So selfishly, I think I just got on the air and made myself feel better. So I don't know. Maybe that's part of what's attractive about sharing it with me.
You talked about how that first year it was for you.
Uh-huh.
You even called it a little selfish.
Yeah.
But you've also talked about what it takes out of you to have to be this person for so many other people. So why keep doing it?
There's no way out now. I feel like I'd be turning my back on everyone. I feel I have a responsibility now that we've opened up this can of worms, that if I were to walk away from this or not do it, that this, there just would not be this kind of outlet. But I admit I struggle with doing this again. I got on the air maybe a day before and said, hey, the show I both dread and love is coming up. I program the music and it's all songs I've played at some point during the year. There's no new song or just song dedicated to that show. But when I sit on my own and start to work out the playlist with the mindset that this is about grief or my mom or my dad, I can barely make it through 2 or 3 songs without getting sad. It's amazing. It's the reference. It's like where these songs are, how you're listening to them. And that's what happens when you're grieving. There's so many songs I listen to that now have different meanings for me because I experienced them when I was going through a death or grief afterwards. And I think what we've created on the morning show and at the station and now Town Hall is a day of mourning. It's a day of getting together that isn't an anniversary because it tells you you don't wait for that anniversary. You don't wait for something to happen. You actually can grieve days, years, decades after you've lost someone, and that's okay. That is what grief is all about.
John Richards is the morning DJ at Seattle Music Station KEXP. For KUOW, I'm Jeannie Yandel.